definitely beyond my imagination going into the week of coming home with the W. I mean, I was basically just looking at to go there, have fun, and make the cut. It really was kind of treating it as a vacation, and then it really felt really good about my ball striking, especially in that first round, and then just kind of, you know, kept running with it throughout the tournament, and you know, hit the ball just incredibly well. Didn't putt incredibly well, but man, it hit the ball so good that, you know, just overcame a lot of things for the week.
With all the things that you've taken on with your position here now at Mistwood, the clubhouse getting built, getting settled in here, so much going on, how much time did you really have to prepare? And
played once in the 2 weeks prior to the tournament, and then you know, I knew once I got there I'd be able to practice a little bit, so I practiced pretty hard that Tuesday, Wednesday when I got there before the tournament started. But I basically have the same swing thought I've had all year, which is very simple, and I've just ran with that. Didn't really worry too much about it. Again, I was pretty relaxed, treating it as vacation more than anything else. So,
well, we're here in the Mistwood Golf Club Performance Center, and there's a lot of ways here to practice, check your swing, get video going, get yourself on the Sam Putt Lab, all these other little things. Did you take advantage of any of this before you went down there, just to make sure you were in line, on shape, and things?
No, I probably should. You know, it's funny. I don't think any of our instructors really do a great job of really getting their game tuned in on all the equipment that we have. It's been a very busy year for us. We've doubled as far as the number of people that are coming in and taking advantage of our performance center this year over last year. So it's been an incredibly hectic and busy year, but we've had some, you know, great performances by a lot of our staff here. I mean, John Platt played in the national championship for the senior side. Brian played in the national championship in the PNC. Chris Ariotti was one of the top 10 or 12 players in the state. And then, you know, my recent success, we got a pretty strong staff here.
So you go out and you get down to Florida and you get settled in, and the courses you played, talk a little bit about them. Did they fit your eye? Was there a certain feeling on when you got out on those courses that they just set up for your game?
Yeah, absolutely. When we played the Wanamaker course down at PGA Golf Club, and it's about 7,100 yards, so not overly long. Drove the ball incredibly well, but the thing there was that it was a very difficult second shot golf course, and you know, I've been hitting my irons well and my wedges well basically all year long, so I really felt like it was a course that fit my eye. Again, the tee shots weren't overly demanding, so I didn't really, you know, worry too much about the tee shots, but it was more about the second shots and you know, having the opportunity to hit close there. So
I don't think it came together all on the first day, but at some point in the second round, I think is when you all of a sudden probably looked up, if you watched leaderboards, and said,
yeah,
hey, I'm right there at the top.
That's exactly what happened. So I had a really good I started on the back nine on the second day and had a really good back nine. Was two under on the back nine. I came around the front and I saw that 136 was going to be, you know, the leader in the clubhouse. So I'm thinking, well, there's two par fives on the front, birdie both of those, I can come in at 136 and, you know, be tied for the lead. But then, you know, everything just started to snowball. I you know, stacked a few birdies in a row. I was fortunate to hole out on my 17th hole from, you know, 78 yards out, made a lob wedge from the fairway. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm shooting 65. I lip out for a 64 on the last, and it was just, it was a round that just came together in the back nine out of nowhere. I mean, just shot five under on the back, and it was just fun to be a part of. I mean, it's just one of those rounds that you just don't get in your way with your head. You know, play everything shot to shot and just go from there.
Now, you said that you were hoping to make the cut. Now, all of a sudden, you've not only made the cut, mm-hmm. but you got to realize, hey, wait a minute, I got a chance to do a lot more here to make the cut. What starts going through your mind after you realize you've got the cut, no problem?
Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't a worry in my mind basically after the first 27 holes. And then kind of one of the surreal things was, you know, I'm sitting there Saturday morning because I have a late afternoon tea time, you know, seeing the name go across the Golf Channel ticker on the bottom, starting to kind of set in a little bit. So then I really focused on the weekend, really playing everything shot by shot and don't let anything, you know, get in my way. Don't get ahead of myself as far as, you know, mentally at all. So
and if anybody didn't look closely at the spelling, they're probably going, hey, is that Phil's brother or relative? I mean, was there any people wondering about that?
Yeah, the only time they pronounced it right was the last and final round, which I was actually hoping they pronounced it wrong because the other three rounds it worked out pretty well. So, but yeah, it was. I mean, I'm a virtual unknown. I mean, I've been, you know, spending the last 9 years playing amateur golf, so a lot of the people that were consistently, you know, playing well in that championship didn't really know who I was, but I was, you know, very confident in my skills and just felt really good about the golf course and really good about my game going in. So,
take us through that last round. It sounded like there was some back and forth on the leaderboard.
Yeah, absolutely. The Adam Ronaldo I was playing against, he just had a great start. I mean, he stuffed it on the first hole we played. I scrambled for a par. You know, I was a little bit nervous. The second hole we played, he stuffed it in there again for birdie. So he's, you know, two under, and I three putt. So now I'm one down. And, you know, I really haven't been down in the tournament since basically Friday. And that was my first bogey since my seventh hole on Thursday. So it was a little bit of a shock. And somebody actually reminded me of that, which was kind of funny. Now that was my first bogey since Thursday. But, yeah, I mean, we just kept battling on the front. I was two down after the front. And then started to notice him getting a little bit nervous. He was starting to get a little bit of a two-way miss with his driver going both ways. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough to make birdie on a hole that he made bogey. So then I recaptured the lead on the 12th hole. And then the biggest turning point was on 13 for sure. Hit a drive right down the middle. I had 242. He had 240. His ball was literally right in front of mine, like so close that I had to have him mark it. And I just throwed it a hybrid right all over the pin, eight feet right underneath the hole. And I think it really kind of messed with him a little bit because at that point I was one up. And he ended up missing the green left and didn't get up and down and made par. And so at that point I was two up going into 14. And then it was just, you know, playing against each other match play. Let's run out of holes here was my mindset. I knew that we would both most likely birdie 16 because it was straight downwind. It was 500 yards. And, you know, I had to basically keep myself from making a mistake, you know, making a par, and he has the opportunity to make an eagle. I knew that if I avoided that and didn't hit in the water on 18, I was okay, and I managed to do both. Birdied 16 and then hit a great drive on 18 right down the middle.
And as soon as you clear that water on 18 and that ball safely on the green, what are you starting to think?
It was just surreal. I didn't even process it. I'm still having a hard time processing it even after the fact. I mean, this is 3 days later and it's just still just unreal to me. It wasn't like I was overwhelmed with emotions or anything else. Again, I was playing everything so much shot to shot that I didn't even like contemplate what was happening around me. I mean, this is the only national championship that I'm eligible to play in, and you know, my first year I'm able to overcome and win it. That didn't set in my mind at all. So it still isn't. I mean, it really isn't.
Does it give you a chance to get to the, I guess they're calling it the PNC now or something like that?
No, because I'm still in the apprenticeship, I can't play in the PNC, which is a little bit unfortunate, but I totally understand it. You know, it keeps us motivated and staying in the program, not just, you know, cherry picking to play in tournaments. I totally get it, and I'm fine with it. You know, at the very least, what it does, it gives me another vacation at the end of October in Palm Beach, so that's not so bad next year. So I'm obviously exempt for the tournament next year again, and we'll see what happens.
Well, then you'll have to walk over to the museum that's on property and see if they put your name up on the wall somewhere.
Yeah, I did. I have a picture my mom took of me pointing to the empty spot. So, yeah, I'm going to make sure to go see it next year for sure.
Will you try to play in some other tournaments? I mean, qualify for even a U.S. Open, just go to qualifying, try to play in some other kind of big national event now? I'm sure you're a little bit more confident in those situations than maybe before.
Yeah, because the way that I played in terms of kind of the mental fortitude that I had for 4 days, I proved a lot of things to myself. I think I might try to maybe do, you know, next summer, like a Monday qualifier for the deer and then try to do U.S. Open qualifier, but nothing extreme. I love it here at Mistwood. I'm not going anywhere. You know, people have asked me all week, you know, is this going to make you think about trying to play professionally again. And it's like, no, I'm married. I've got kids. I was 22 and just fresh out of college when I tried it last time. So no, this doesn't change anything. It's just, you know, it's another trophy, I guess. It hasn't changed me as a person. I came back to work on Monday and it was the same thing. So
do you get a bonus from Jim McWethy?
No,
that's in your contract, right?
It is. All this publicity we're trying to push out there. I mean, it's incredible timing with the new clubhouse about to be done. So yeah, the timing is outstanding, and I'm excited that he took a shot on hiring me, and you know, I'm glad that I'm able to pay him back in some way. So it's gratifying for me to be able to return the favor to him.